Hi guys.
How are you doing? I just put Farah down for a nap and she just learned how to, not just learned, but she got really into recently clicking. She goes with her tongue against the roof of her mouth and I can hear her on the monitor. She's just clicking away. So we'll see if she really sleeps. This class might have to be a short one. But I thought we would do like a little bit of a flow today. And you know, it's my version of flow, which is not intense. And you can slow it down, you can speed it up, you can change anything you want, as always. And also, I'm not even there to see you, so for sure you get to do that, right? And then what else? Oh, some of you have so sweetly given me some money. You kicked down some cash for teacher. And I didn't start this as a way to make money, but I am, you know, slowly going broke over here. So I'm going to put my Venmo info around, and I'm also probably going to switch this to a WordPress site that I started a long time ago, but then never followed up on, because I can upload video and audio directly to WordPress and I don't have to go through any other like hosting platforms. So the moral of the story is, if you're not affected by what's going on right now, you get to work from home, you got plenty of money, you're feeling nice and secure, for sure, you could Venmo me some money, and I'm not even going to say how much, whatever it is that you feel comfortable with, there's truly no judgment attached. I am really happy that you are staying home and helping the world, and I will take that as my pay, because I think that's more important. The other stuff we can work on, we can get money back, we can help businesses, we can do our best once this is over, but this is the priority right now, right, is to help everybody come through this as best as we can. If you are impacted like me, you're not making money right now, I don't want your money. Please keep your money. Please keep your money. Please keep your money. Okay? So that's the moral of the story. If it feels good to you and you've got plenty to spare and you're not impacted, give me your money. If you are impacted, it doesn't feel good to you, please take this from my heart to you. All right? Okay, here we go. So if you have any props around, you can grab them, but also you don't necessarily need any props because I know we don't have them all at home. So come to sit. And you can sit any way that makes you comfy, as always. Give yourself a moment to just orient yourself in your space. You can open your eyes and look around. See the walls. See any plants you have in your room. See your furniture. If you have art up, see the art. Notice how the light is in the room. If you have a window to look out, look out. Take a couple deeper breaths. All right, now you decide if you want to keep your eyes open or close them. You can even alternate between the two, right? We're not all the same. We don't all respond the same way to the same things, and that's pretty obvious right now in our world, right? I want you to be in this process of discerning what tools work for you to feel present and calm. And you can start really simply. Do I feel better with my eyes open today? Or do I want to close them today? You might breathe in and out through your nose. And then you can smooth out your breathing little bit by little bit. See if you can find a silky quality. don't worry about counting. We won't be too uptight about this. But see if you can let the length of your inhale, the length of your exhale, be about even. Just more or less. Your mind will wander for sure. For sure. But when you notice that you're thinking, come back. Come back to the even pace of your breath. Just for a few more moments, establish a rhythm in your breath. Like your breath is scoring your practice. It's the sound you practice to. Next time you breathe in, circle your arms out to the sides and way up overhead until your palms touch. When you breathe out, draw the midline with your hands. They'll go down past your face, down past your chest. And we'll begin again as you inhale. Big swipe of your arms out and up and overhead. And then down together through the midline of your body. One more time. Okay, now release your right hand out to the side. Lean on that right hand and take your left arm up and over. Find a side bend in your torso, in a C shaping your spine. See if you can anchor your left hip down a little bit more as you stretch up and over through your left arm and armpit and rib cage. Let's give it another breath here. And then push into your bottom hand, come upright, lengthen your low back. You might even look up at your hands and then exhale, go the other way, left hand down, right arm up and over, finding that C shape to side two. Notice if the right hip has lifted away from the floor, that's fine, but if you push it back down, you might feel this a little more in your maybe waist or kind of flank. Do we have a flank, like that side low back? I'm gonna call that your flank. Okay, and then push into that bottom hand and come on up, reach both arms up again. You might look up as you inhale, then exhale, bend your elbows out to the sides like a cactus shape and press your arms back a little bit. It might be nice to take your chin to your chest. And we'll do that again. Inhale, reach up and look up. Exhale, pull your elbows down and back and take your chin to your chest. Let's do that one more time. Reach up, look up, and then pull your elbows down and press them back behind you, chin to chest. And one more time, reach up. You might look up, and this time circle your wrists as your arms take the wide circle out and down to your sides. Good. And let's come up and over to all fours. If you like to put some padding under your knees, I do. You could just use a blanket or a pillow, you know, anything you've got around that can add some cushion there. And then spread your fingers wide apart. As you inhale, lift your heart up and lift your tail up for cow. Exhale, push the floor away, round your back. Drop your head and scoop your tail for cat. I'm going to go back and forth between those two a couple of times. Finding the belly stretch as you look up, lift your tail up, and the back stretch as you push the floor away and round, lifting your belly towards your spine. You just move at your own pace.
All right. The next time that you come through the middle, through that neutral spine, table pose, you can pause. And then you're going to send your right leg back behind you and leave your toes tucked on the floor. And for a moment, push down and forward through your hands so your right heel stretches further back. You might find some sensation of stretch in the back of the calf or the bottom of the foot. Okay, now tone your belly and your glutes and your hamstrings and lift that right leg up away from the floor and see if you can let all the toes point down. All right, take an inhale. And as you exhale, light cat back, round. Take your knee towards your nose towards your knee. And then inhale and extend again. So that's version one. You could keep that up or you could add on your left arm reaching forward. And then when you breathe out and you round your back, knee towards nose, nose towards knee, you also bring your elbow in underneath you. And then inhale, extend again. So version one or version two, your choice, exhale to round. And inhale, extend. Exhale to round. Inhale, extend. One more time. Exhale to round. Inhale, extend. Now, if you're in version two with your arm lifted, just put your hand back down, let it land. Take your long right leg down to the floor so the toes touch. Spin your right heel down towards the midline of your mat. Your toes roll over to point towards the side of the room. And then take your right arm up into the air for modified side plank. Now there's lots of ways we can be here. If you're feeling unsteady, take your left foot and kick it behind you a couple of inches on the floor. That'll help. Knit your ribs in towards your spine. And if you want to, you could take your right leg up away from the floor, maybe as high as your spine, maybe even higher if you want. Some of you will like to bend your top knee, reach around with your top arm and catch hold of your foot in Shavasana bind. Everybody's breathing. Some folks for the last moment are turning to look up at the ceiling to get a little more balance challenge. If you caught your foot, let it go. Stretch your arm and leg long. If you have a leg lifted, put it down and really plant through that foot for support. Then stretch your right arm up and over your right ear towards the front of your room. Circle the arm down past the face. Let both hands land. Unhook your back heel and step back in with that knee until you're in all fours again. And then just take a couple rounds of cat and cow. Or you could go spirally, circly with it. Anything goes, child's pose even. Just for another breath. All right, settle yourself back up in neutral, table pose, strong belly lifting up towards your back body, and send your left leg back behind you with your toes tucked on the floor. Push your hands down and forward, stretch your left heel back for a big breath. Now we want to tone the glutes here and the left hamstrings in the back of the thigh and lift that leg up away from the floor. Take an inhale to lengthen the leg, lengthen the spine. Exhale, push the floor away, round your back, knee towards nose, nose towards knee. Inhale, extend your spine, extend your leg back again. Sticking with that, our right arm stretching forward. Exhale, round, knee and nose, maybe elbow curl up under you. Inhale, extend. Exhale, round. Inhale, extend. Exhale, round. Inhale, extend. I can't lie, I didn't count on side one. Let's do one more. Exhale, round. Inhale, extend. And then hold that long shape. Strengthen your belly. If your right arm is lifted, put it down. Spin your left heel. Oh no, we gotta take that left foot down to touch the floor. Your leg is still long. And then spin the heel down towards the middle of your mat. Let your toes roll over towards the side of the room. And then let your left arm float up so you're in modified side plank to the second side. Balance is precarious maybe, so you could help yourself out by kicking your right foot on the floor just a couple inches behind you towards your back body. strengthen your belly, root your low ribs down, and maybe lift that left leg up. Some of you want to bend your left knee, reach your left arm back and around, catch that foot, and then kick your foot into your hand. Potential to look up if you like that. Another breath, you got it. All right, if hand and foot are together, release them with control. Stretch the leg long. Use the muscles in the arm to extend it. And then float the foot down if it's lifted and really plant it, even the pinky toe side of it. Take your top arm over your ear towards the front of your room. Keep it circling all the way down till the hand finds the mat. Unhook your back heel and step that knee in. Spread all your fingers, tuck all your toes, downward facing dog. See if you need to adjust your handprints and your footprints to something that makes you feel sturdy here. So you bend one knee, drop the opposite heel, and then switch just a couple of times, treading your feet. And then see if you want to take this into any other type of movements. You could twist, sway, come to plank pose and back a few times. How do you like to move in your first down dog of a practice? Okay, let's start to walk the feet up to the hands and go slow, go little bit by little bit. Try not to be in a hurry here. I mean, where do you have to go, right? Nowhere to go. It's a really nice time to check out of that constant rush that you might have become accustomed to. So there you are. You're in your forward fold, Uttanasana, the top of the mat. You can adjust your feet to the width you like the best. Grab onto your elbows maybe and sway a little bit side to side. You can bend your knees a little or a lot. Bending the knees, I don't know why it has such a bad rap in yoga. I feel that we're all pretty resistant to doing it, but boy, is it nice for your back. You might even put your elbows up on your thighs and give your back the support of your arms to hang your head. All right, so you're gonna release your elbows if you're holding on. Bend your knees enough that all 10 fingertips can come down to touch the floor, or they can touch a table or a stack of books, right? Just let the fingers come down and land on something. You're going to leave your left knee bent, your left fingertips down, and start to stretch your right arm up towards the ceiling, and your right leg might get straighter. Try to open your chest and widen your arms. Take an inhale. When you breathe out, swim your top arm forward and down. Let both legs become equally bent or equally straight as you drop the weight of your head. We'll do that again. Both knees bend, all 10 fingers down. Right side stays as it is. Left arm floats up. Left leg gets straighter and you're opening your chest towards the left side of the room. Let's see if you can lengthen your spine, widen your collarbones. Another big breath in. When you breathe out, swim your top arm forward and down. Legs equally straight at the bottom or equally bent, your choice. And now you'll bend both knees a lot. We'll push the floor away with our feet. Roll to stand with really strong legs and really strong belly, sequencing up through your spine. Your head is the last piece to climb on top. And when it does, take your shoulders up and back and down. Just the shoulders a couple more times. Up and back and down, and one more time, up and back and down. Strong legs, feet push the floor, swipe the arms out and up as you breathe in, Urdhva Hastasana. You breathe out, dive over like you were diving into water, Uttanasana, heavy head at the bottom. Inhaling, push the floor away or push your legs away, lengthen your spine halfway. Bending the knees can be so nice. Exhale, drape over, relax your head. Come to stand reverse swan dive. Bend the knees a little or a lot. Strengthen your glutes and your belly. Swipe your arms out and up. You stand up tall and strong. Palms touch overhead. Hands to your heart. I'll add on to that. Inhale, circle the arms out and up. Feel your strong body here. Exhale, dive over, forward fold. Still strong in the legs, the butt, the belly. Inhale, lift up halfway. Put your shoulders on your back. Exhale, fold over all the way. Bend your knees now, plant your hands, and step your legs back. Plank pose, which is the top of a push-up. Again, strengthen your legs. Push the feet down, and without letting them move, try to drag them apart. Imagine you could zip your pubic bone up towards your belly button, widen your chest, and lengthen your neck. You might put your knees down first here without changing the angle of your torso, and then bend your elbows back. And I like to go a little bit wide for strength as you slow lower to your belly. Once you're on your belly, point your toes. Ground your pubic bone down towards the floor. Inhale for a low cobra, just a really teeny tiny one. And when you breathe out, slow the action of lowering. And we'll do that again. Inhale, you might come up a little higher, maybe a medium cobra. When you exhale, slow the action of lowering. And then one more time, feel free to come up higher if you like. Really turn on your muscles here. Try not to flop down, but control lowering down. Now from the bottom, tuck your toes under. Roll your shoulders down your back. Pull your belly up away from the floor, whether it lifts or not. Try for it. And then push the floor away. You can come to all fours. You can come to plank pose on your knees or toes. Bring your belly with you. And then downward facing dog. Root through the inner corner of your hands, so the thumb and the pointer finger and that webbing in between, push down there. Shoulders can totally widen, right? And the shoulder blade's going to move where the hands move, so it's fine for the shoulders to move up a little bit towards your ears. I no longer cue pulling the shoulders down your back here. That might feel like blasphemy to you, which I totally get, but you play around with it like a scientist. See if you like it or not, right? It's up to you how you practice. Okay, next time you inhale, come up high onto the balls of the feet, bend the knees, look forward. Exhale, walk or jump up to your hands. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, fold over all the way. And then come to stand, big wide sweep through the arms, really strong legs. You might bend your knees. When your palms touch overhead, drag them down to your heart. All right, bend your knees. Sit your hips back and down. Let's find Utkatasana, or chair pose. There's no right or wrong placement for your feet. They can be wider or more narrow. Weight into the heels as you keep sitting back and down, back and down. One more inhale. When you breathe out, dive over to forward fold. Take your arms around behind your back. Interlace your fingers there or hold one wrist in the opposite hand. Shoulders roll towards your spine, towards each other on your back. Chest is getting wider. And then you might bend your right knee and roll your chest to the left. Come through center, bend your left knee, roll your chest to the right. If you're liking that, do it again, side to side. If you don't like it, don't do it. And then in the middle, we'll take a big inhale. As you exhale, release your hands towards your legs or the floor. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, fold over all the way. Bend your knees, plant your hands, step. Or if you like to jump back, you can go plank or chaturanga. Maybe lower to your belly if that's nicer. Moving through your version of flow, cobra or upward facing dog. And then downward facing dog when you're ready. Okay. You might step your feet a little bit closer together so you can be sturdy as you take your right leg way up and back behind you for three-legged dog. When you breathe out, step that right foot forward in between your hands. You might take a few steps, totally fine. Knee more or less over the ankle, heel grounded. Point your back, what do we have to do? Damn it. Put your back knee down, there we go. Point your back toes. Inhale, rise up. Take a moment to strengthen your legs and your belly. Push the floor away. And then bring your palms to touch here and drag your hands down to your chest. Start to pitch a little bit forward through your torso. Belly on as you begin to rotate towards your front leg, towards that right leg. You might be able to hook your left elbow over your right knee or thigh. You could always choose to bring your left hand down to the floor under your shoulder or a block. And then some of you will want to tuck your back toes and straighten your back leg. So your version here, for another big breath, lengthen your spine. Okay, come out of your twist, let your hands come down and frame your front foot. If your back knee is down, tuck your back toes and straighten your back leg so we're all there. And now you'll push the floor away with your hands and feet, pike your hips up towards the ceiling, any amount, however high they go, and let your front leg get straighter as you bow over it. And we'll do that a couple of times. Inhale, bend your front knee, lengthen your spine forward, back heel back. Exhale, lift your hips up just however high they go. Legs get straighter as you bow. One more time. Now, as you lift your hips up and your legs get straighter this last time and you're bowing, you're gonna pause here for a moment. And some of you will like to rock onto your front heel so that you get maybe a little more stretch in the back of the front leg. I feel it down in my calf more. Okay, so if you rocked onto your front heel, put your front foot down. Then everybody bend your front knee so you go back into your lunge. From here, pivot your back heel down and ground it. Come upright for warrior two, your left arm leading the way, your right arm follows along, and adjust your footprints all you need to. Here in warrior two, strengthen your legs, push your feet down and apart. Reach your right arm forward towards the front of the room and then arc it way up and back. Reverse warrior two. Left arm can find the left thigh or slip around behind your back. I like to look at my back foot. You see where you like to look for one more breath. As you inhale, come back upright, warrior two. Exhale, cartwheel your hands down to frame your front foot. Unhook your back heel. And you can go through a vinyasa to downward facing dog, or you can step right back. You can always put your knees down, take cat and cow or child's pose. Okay, so as you're back in downward facing dog, get sturdy again so we can even you out. So you breathe in, let your left leg float up high and away, three-legged dog. And when you breathe out, bend your knee towards your nose and see if you can step up between your hands in one or two or three or seven steps, doesn't matter. And then you're going to put your back knee down, point your back toes, get sturdy in your legs, and inhale, rise up through your torso and your arms. So palms touch, and then they draw the middle to about your chest or so. Hug your belly in, pull your side waist to center. Start to pitch a little bit forward through your torso, and then turn towards that front leg, your left leg. Maybe you hook your right elbow over. Maybe you don't make the hook, which is way harder, in my opinion. Keep hugging your inner thighs towards each other. And if you want to tuck your back toes and straighten your back leg, you're welcome to. If this arm shape doesn't work for you, it's no sweat. Let go of it. Put your right hand down. Unclench your jaw. One more breath. Okay, come out of your twist. Plant your hands on either side of your front foot. And if your back knee is down, tuck your back toes and straighten your back leg. Now you take an inhale to lengthen your spine. As you exhale, push the floor away with hands and feet. Maybe you're on your fingertips. And just lift your hips up however high they go. Front leg gets straighter however much it does. Inhale, bend your front knee, lengthen your spine again. Reach your back heel back. Exhale, lift your hips up and bow. Now you do one more like that. And you hold the bowing shape where your hips are higher, where your front leg is straighter. And maybe you're gonna rock onto your front heel so your toes and the ball of the foot lift away from the floor. That's up to you. Okay, lay your front foot down again if it lifted. Bend your front knee deeply. Reach your back heel back. There's your lunge, long spine. Now spin your back heel down and ground it. Toes point over on the diagonal as your right arm leads the way up and around to warrior two. You get to adjust your footprints, right? Can you see your front knee pointing towards the front of your room? Strengthen your legs here. Reach forward through your arms. Let your torso go forward too, and then arc up and back. Left arm reaching up towards the ceiling or beyond. Right arm down your back leg or behind your back. Another breath to make sure your neck appreciates what you're doing with your head. To keep bending your front knee as you stretch the spine back a little bit more. And when you're ready, come on up through Warrior Two. Cartwheel your hands down to frame your front foot. Unhook your back heel. And again, you can go right back to dog pose, or you can go through a flow, any type you like, plank and chaturanga, or plank into your belly, cobra, any hide or up dog. And then when you're ready, downward facing dog. All right. When you breathe in, come up high onto the balls of your feet and then bend your knees and kind of sink your hips back as you look forward. And on a breath out, you can walk or jump your feet up to your hands. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, fold over all the way. We'll find chair pose here from the bottom. So bend your knees. Drop your hips, weight into your heels, spine long, arms reach forward or forward and up. Okay, so breathe in. When you breathe out, take your belly closer to your thighs and reach your arms down and then back for the back wall. Really lift your pinkies up high. And then come on back to chair pose. Bend your knees, sit down, circle the arms up. Do that again. Belly to thighs, arms reach down and back. And then come on back for chair. And we'll do that one more time. And this time, as you come back for your chair, push your heels down a lot so you can stand up strong. Palms come up to touch, and then hands to heart. Good. So give yourself just a moment here to breathe. Unclench your jaw. Let yourself integrate here. Okay. So now standing nice and tall with your eyes open and focused, shift your weight into your left foot and bring your right knee up towards your belly or your chest and just give a squeeze with your hands. Hold on with your hands. You can stay right here, or you can turn your right knee out to the side. You might use your hand to place that foot into the inner thigh or shin or ankle. It's fine for the toes to touch the floor as well. What do you want to do with your hands? They could be at your hips, your heart, up into the air. Take a mudra, your choice, one more breath. It's really simple. And if your hands came away from center, they come back close to center. Turn your knee to point forward. Step that foot down. See if you can shift your weight really smoothly onto the right foot as you bring your left knee up towards your belly or your chest, and you let your hands hold on. You give a hug to your leg. You keep pushing your right heel down, hugging your right thigh, outer hip, in towards the midline. Your choice, pals. You stay right here or you take your knee out to the side. Maybe use your hand to place the foot somewhere on the inseam of that long leg. Hands can make any adjustments you like. Generally, they give more support when they stay closer to your body, and they give more adventure when they go far away from your body. Unclench your jaw. Great. If hands went far away, they come back close. If the knee turned out to the side, it points forward and really smoothly come down to your 2 feet on the floor. When inhale comes, circle your arms out and up and overhead, long body. When exhale comes, dive yourself over, forward fold. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, fold over all the way. So bend bend your knees, plant your hands, and let's all step back to plank pose. Okay. So side plank here on the right, you're going to take your heels over to the right. Your toes will turn to the left. Your right hand will stay down and your left arm lifts up. You can have a wide stance in your feet. For a little more challenge, you can stack your left foot on top of your right or lift the left leg up. And you can always do the version we did in the beginning of class with your right knee down. Give it another breath. And see how smoothly you can come through center. Center might be all fours if you have the knee down version, or plank pose if you have the knees up version. Roll yourself over to side two. Heels to the left, toes to the right. Left hand down, right arm up. Make your adjustments. Your versions of the pose are always valid, right? They're always the ones to do. Just another breath, see if you can do it without clenching your jaw. And then come on back to center. And from center, come on down to your belly. On your belly here, point your toes. Bring your hands back, either by your sides or behind your back with your fingers interlaced. And you might do the weird interlace of your fingers, the one that you didn't do last time we were here. Kick the tops of the feet down, pelvis down, pubic bone down. Strengthen your belly and start to lengthen your spine. You're like pulling your chest away from your toes on the mat until you get so long you start to arc up away from the floor through your head and neck and shoulders and chest. And you might also lift the arm bones up. Half Shalabhasana, half of locust pose. One more breath. When you're ready here, have control as you lower down. Undo your fingers. Plant your hands by the sides of the chest. Shoulders rolling down your back. Tuck your toes. Push the floor away. Plank or all fours. And then downward facing dog. Okay. Right leg lifts up. This time you'll roll the right hip open, bend the right knee, and take that big scorpion tail shape, that big arcing leg in space. Then extend your top leg long and square your pelvis towards the floor. When you breathe out, let that right foot come up between your hands, and you'll just see how many steps you need to get sturdy in that foot. For warrior one, spin your back heel down and ground it, the toes point up on the diagonal. And then you come up facing the front of your room. So warrior one is my least favorite pose in the whole entire world, but I like it more when I widen my feet, when I get rid of the idea that I have to have narrow feet. And I like it more when I get rid of the idea that I have to square my hips towards the front of the room. If I just let them veer a little bit on the diagonal, then I think I'm being way nicer to my bone structure. So you're gonna stay in warrior one, take your arms out to the sides. And then we'll wrap up for eagle arms. So right leg is forward. Let's take left arm on top. Is that right? I don't know. Who gives a shit? Left arm on top. So you can either hug your fingers around for your shoulders, or you can bring the backs of the hands to touch, or one more wrap for palms. Keep bending your front knee. Push into that back heel. And as you inhale, lift your chest up towards the ceiling. Your arms will rise up with you. When you exhale, humble warrior, belly in, you start to fold forward on top of or inside of that front leg. Keep lifting your belly. It's almost like you want to tuck your front ribs in a little more. See if you can direct your breath into that space between your shoulder blades. Next time you inhale, push your feet down, rise up through your torso. Unwind your arms, let them come up towards the ceiling. From here, we'll find warrior three. So unhook your back heel, start to pitch forward through your torso. Swim your arms back by your sides as you push off your back foot and stand up on your front leg. Warrior three, any arm shape you want. You can leave your arms back. They can come to your hips, the floor, a table, by your ears, your choice. Keep hugging your inner thighs together. And then nice and easy, pretty gentle, you'll start to land yourself back in your warrior one. Take your time, slow it down. Chest shows forward, arms reach up. One more big inhale. Exhale, roll it open, warrior two. Adjust your footprints all you need. All right, as you inhale, straighten your legs, reach your arms up for the ceiling. Exhale, bend your front knee, warrior two. Now reach forward, up and back, reverse warrior. Come up through center, warrior two. Modified side angle pose. Drop your right forearm to your right thigh and stretch your left arm up and over your ear. Come on back, warrior two. Let's do all of that again. Straighten your legs, reach your arms up for the ceiling. Bend your front knee, warrior two, arms wide. Legs stay the same here. You reach forward, up and back, reverse. Come up through center, modified side angle pose, forearm to thigh, left arm up and over the ear. All right, one more time. Come back, warrior two. We'll repeat last time. Straighten the legs, reach up. Bend your front knee, warrior two. Forward, up, and back, reverse warrior. Up through center. Your version of side angle pose. You can do the modified one. You can bring your hand down to the floor or block or ankle. You can add a half bind or a full bind. If you don't know what those things mean, don't sweat it. Stay where we've been. Give yourself another breath. See if you can rotate your chest up towards the ceiling a little bit more. Strengthening your legs will help. Okay, next time you inhale, push your feet down. If you're in a bind, unwind the arms and come back up for warrior two. And then all at once, like I like to do, drop your arms with a big dramatic sigh. Straighten both your legs. Parallel your feet so that your toes point over towards the side wall now and your heels are right behind your toes. Okay. Now just bring your hands to your outer thighs or your butt. It's your own butt and you can grab it all you want. You're probably even alone in your quarantined house or apartment and nobody can see, so you may as well grab your butt. Push your heels down, lift your heart up on an inhale. As you exhale, you'll start to fold over towards forward fold and your hands just slip down your legs until they find the space to stop that feels nice in your back, that feels nice in your legs. Feel free to grab your toes or heels if you like, hands to your table or stack of books if that's better, blocks if you have them. How heavy can your head be? You feel your feet grounding down, your belly hugging in like you were hanging over the, are they called monkey bars at the playground? Do you remember that? Okay. So now you'll have to take a quarter turn towards the front of your room to go back into your lunge with your front knee bent and your front toes pointing forward, hands frame your front foot, unhook your back heel, and then go back to downward facing dog. Some of you would like to take a vinyasa here, maybe on three legs if that's your style. You can also rest. It's up to you how you practice. Let's even you out. Left leg up. Roll your left hip open, bend your left knee. Give it another breath to get longer in your left side, big arcing shape. Then extend your top leg long, square your pelvis towards the floor. When you're ready, step that foot up between your hands and however many steps it takes, warrior one, back heel down, toes pointing up on the diagonal. Push the floor away with your strong legs to rise your spine up. Arms come up by your ears. All right, so widen your feet as wide as you need to be. Wide as your hips is a good place to start. Let your pelvis veer a little bit to the right, just a little bit. Keep bending your front knee, and let's make eagle arms. So arms go wide. You know me, eagle always just messes with my brain. So as you give yourself a hug, I think it's the right elbow on top. I think that that's the truth. You can bring the backs of the hands to touch if you prefer. You can bring the palms to touch. And then keep strengthening your legs. Start to lift your heart up, and your elbows will come along for the ride. Next time you breathe out, fold forward, humble warrior with eagle arms on top of or inside of that front leg, trying to let your breath move the space between your shoulder blades. Push the floor away with your legs to rise up. Once you're upright, unwind your arms, let them reach up by your ears. The transition to Virabhadrasana 3 happens like this. You start to pitch a little forward. You let your arms swim back by your body, unhook your back heel, and push off your back toes until you're floating there. You're just levitating, no feet on the floor. That's a yoga joke. No, you're standing on your left foot and your right leg is back, and it's long and strong as you hug your inner thighs together like you were holding a big block there between them. Adjust your arms all you want. And then we take that gentle, quiet step back to warrior one. Chest shows forward, arms reach up. When you're ready, rotate over to warrior two, towards the right side of your room. And adjust your footprints all you need to. Sturdy legs here. Inhale, straighten them, reach your arms up for the ceiling. Exhale, float down, warrior two. Now the legs stay, you reach forward and then arc up and back, reverse warrior. Come through warrior two to side angle pose, bending your front elbow, putting that forearm on the front thigh, right arm over the ear. I'm just gonna repeat a couple of times. Come back upright, warrior two. Straighten the legs and reach up. Float back down, warrior two. Forward, up, and back, reverse. Up through center like a wave. Modified side angle, forearm to thigh, right arm over the ear. Warrior two. Last time, straighten the legs and reach up. Float back down. Forward, up, and back, reverse. Through the middle, your version of side angle pose. Hand down on the floor or block or grabbing the ankle. Right arm up and over or behind your back or a full bind. Uh-oh, guys, my baby's making noises. Husband's home, maybe he'll take care of it. Right. If your arms are in a bind, release. Whole room, come up warrior two. And then do my dramatic arm drop that I love. Straighten the legs. Parallel your feet over here to the other side. Your heels behind your toes. Your feet nice and wide. Legs nice and wide. Grab your butt or your thighs. Roll your shoulders down your back. Heels push down. Heart lifts up. And then hands slide down your legs as you start to crease at your hips and find this wide-legged forward fold over here to the second side. There's all kinds of ways you can be here. You might take a headstand. You might go for that wide entrance to crow pose. You could twist, walk your hands around. Is there anything that you're craving today? What do you have to do to get what you want out of practice? Couple more breaths. So now we take a quarter turn back towards the front of the room. Your left knee bends, your left toes point forward, unhook your back heel, hands on either side of that foot. I'll meet you back in downward facing dog, and you could take a vinyasa if you like. Two in a row, put them on one leg, you know, whatever you want to do here. And then, when you're ready, when you've planked enough and flowed enough, you can put your knees down, find child's pose. Okay. Use your hands for help as you roll up to a sit. And as you sit, let's have your legs in front. We'll let the soles of the feet come to meet, the knees open out to the sides in Baddha Konasana. You can hold on to your feet, or you can hold on to your ankles or shins, but sit up nice and tall. Sitting up nice and tall might be plenty of sensation. If it is, you stay. If not, you may need to hinge forward from your hip creases. You just come forward until you find that place that's plenty of sensation. Differentiate between plenty and too much. Next time you inhale, rise yourself up if you came forward. Then use your hands to bring your knees to meet and your feet stand on the floor. So you're going to roll down onto your back, but not quite yet. So just position yourself so you know you can lay nicely once we're down there. You might put on some layers if you're going to get cold today. So you're sitting here nice and tall. You have your hands behind your thighs, your knees bent, pointing up, and your feet on the floor. Like cat and cow, as you inhale, lift your heart up, and then exhale, round your back. Take your chin towards your chest, like you're rolling down. And then inhale, sit up tall again, and lift your heart up. Exhale, round, and roll any amount down towards your back. You can keep holding on, or you can choose to release your legs and reach your arms forward in the air as you keep taking the arching and rounding action through your spine. Rolling as far down towards your back as you like each time. So you keep it up. One more. And as you're rolling down this time, you'll slowly just take it all the way down to your back. If the back needs more support, your hands come down for help. As you slow it down, roll down, down, down onto your back. When you get there, stretch your arms long, stretch your legs long, take that full body stretch. Then, like you're making a snow angel with your arms, let them release out to the sides. And down. And bend your knees. Step your feet to the floor. Set up for your bridge pose. Heels under knees or slightly ahead of them. I don't cue taking your heels close to your butt anymore because I want your glutes and hamstrings to work. And it's hard. They're at their end range when the heels are close to the butt. Again, you're the boss, right? So you do what you like. Push your feet down. Lift your hips up. If you like to walk your shoulders together underneath you and bind your fingers, you can. You can also hold your mat if you're on one and pull the mat down and apart. Bend your elbows and push the elbows down. All the versions are available to you. Let's take another breath. If you made a bind in your hands, you're holding your mat, release and come on down. And just knock the knees towards each other. Slip your heels out a little bit. We'll do another round in a second. All right, so for round two, you can align your feet again. Some of you I know will want to take full wheel pose, and if that's you, you can place your hands up overhead, kind of by your ears. You're going to push the floor away with your feet, lift your hips up for bridge. If you're going to wheel, push the floor away with your hands. You might go to the top of the head first if you like that. Feel free to take your versions of these poses. Don't hold your breath. Just one more moment here. If you're in wheel, you could tuck your chin a little bit on the way down. If you're in bridge, you might free a bind you have in your arms first, and then lower down. And once your pelvis lands, I want you just to widen your feet a little bit and take an easy sway of your knees side to side like windshield wipers. Just to let the back relax. Rock your sacrum around a little bit in the two halves of your pelvis. Okay, and then come to center with your legs, and let's take that outer hip stretch. Cross your right ankle over your left knee or thigh. Flex your foot and pull the legs closer to you if that would be helpful in finding that piriformis stretch, the outer right rotators. Relax your jaw. Know that you can sway, or you can stretch your bottom leg up towards the ceiling. You can crawl your hands up towards that foot if you like. All the versions that you know and love are welcome here. If you don't know what I'm talking about with those, don't sweat it. You don't need to do them. They don't get you into yoga heaven. They don't make you any more advanced at yoga. None of that stuff is true. Advanced yoga is the yoga that works for your body. The yoga that calms you down. Okay, so let's meet back in the shape where your left foot is on the floor and your left knee is bent and your right ankle is still crossed on top of it. To twist this, I want you just to take your hips to the right a couple of inches on the floor and then roll your legs over to the left until your right foot stands on the floor, or it stands on a little bit of height like a book or a pillow or something. And then you can do anything you want with your arms. You might reach around for your feet. You might use your right hand to lengthen your right hip away from your right armpit. Relax your jaw. Then we'll release that, roll back to center. Uncross your legs, put your pelvis back in the middle so it's square up with your ribs and shoulders. And we'll just go side two, real simple, left ankle crosses this time. And we start with just the stretchy version. You might pull your legs closer to you. With your arms, you can stretch your right leg up. You can walk your hands up towards that top foot if you want. All the versions that you like are welcome. They're welcome. Can you relax the weight of your head and neck and shoulders? You open your jaw, relax your tongue. Okay, heading for that twist now. We meet back with the right foot on the floor, right knee bent, left ankle still crossed. Hip shift to the left a few inches. And then legs roll to the right until your left foot's standing on the floor, or it's standing on a block or a pillow. You can adjust your upper body into the shape that complements this well. Some of you grab for your feet. Some of you take your left hand into your left hip crease and roll it away from your face. Everybody's doing it right. There's not a wrong choice to make. Roll back to the center, uncross, and reset yourself. Take a breath. And then pull your knees into your chest. Spend some time hugging or circling or swaying. Happy baby pose, widen your knees. Maybe grab up for your feet. Spend some time rocking or stretching your legs or letting this move into another shape that you prefer. Now just gradually, little bit by little bit, you can start to make your way out into Shavasana. Don't go all at once, take time. Treat yourself with care, like I'm gonna go treat that little baby you can probably hear. Get warm enough, comfy enough. And you come for a while to rest. You let the work be done for now and you rest as best as you can. I want you to become aware of your breath. Take a nice long breath into your belly and your side waist and your back. And when you breathe out, say in your mind, five. Again, you'll take a nice long breath in. And when you breathe out, say in your mind, four. You keep that up. And when you get down to the end, you let the practice go. You rest here as long as you like. You can rest here as long as you like. I'll see you next time.